to turn back to the prophet Isaiah before I look at the gospel. And in the prophet Isaiah, we have the prophet kind of imagining this person or people called to a great mission. And it is really personified in one, but what we're supposed to be aware of as we read this prophecy from Isaiah is that the nation of Israel is one, and Jesus represents the whole nation of Israel. So you have this, the nation of Israel has a mission. What is the mission of the nation of Israel? Abraham was raised up for a purpose. Abraham was raised up for a purpose, and Abraham is the father of Isaac and Jacob. Jacob's name's Israel, and the 12 tribes and all of that, and they have a purpose. And what is the collective mission of the nation of Israel? Is to bring God, the knowledge of God, to the whole world. They're to be sent out into the world. And they don't do it. And so they're supposed to be the vessel by which the world, the light comes to the world. But, and this is, you know, part of the plan from the beginning. Trust me, when I'm talking about the nation of Israel, I'm kind of talking about you too, okay? Because they're supposed to be the solution. They're supposed to be the solution to the problem of evil in the world. But it turns out, not only are they not the solution, they're part of the problem too. And so Jesus comes to take upon himself the entire identity of Israel. Jesus is the new Israel in himself. And he is going to fulfill the mission. Now, by this time, the nation of Israel had suffered so much inner turmoil and division and conquest and all of these problems, and it was clear that it just wasn't unfolding the way many of the Jews would have thought this is the way it's supposed to unfold. So they're expecting the Messiah to come and rescue the nation of Israel from itself. But the prophet Isaiah says, it is too little for you to be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations. So the world is divided into two categories, if you will, the nation of Israel and all of the other nations. And the nation of Israel has not done its job to bring the light to the rest of the world. So the Messiah is going to come. They've reduced the Messiah down to being just for the nation of Israel. And now the prophet Isaiah is saying, nope, not just for us, for everybody. And that's us, right? Us Gentiles. And so now we are supposed to carry the light to the world, right? Yes? But guess what we find out sometimes? Sometimes find out we're part of the problem too, right? That's quite humbling. We're supposed to be part of the solution, y'all. We really are. And we can be. But at the same time, we have to understand, because the disease of sin infects us, being part of the problem is right there. So it's this incredible story of being called to be the solution and discovering that, boy, it's a task too big for me. I need Jesus, right? Jesus, I trust in you. Save me from myself. Make me an instrument of your peace. So Peter, he's going to be part of the solution, isn't he? Isn't he? But he's going to find out he's part of the problem too. And so we learn a lesson from Peter. And we have the contrast being set up between Judas and Peter in the gospel today. Judas did not repent, not to the Lord, but Peter would. So tonight, today, I should say, we pray that we can live up to our call to be part of the solution. But then at the same time, with the great humility to understand that really we're part of the problem. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.